This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
With the August primary just 2 weeks away, the Republican campaign for U.S. Senate is too close to call. State Senator Leah Vukmir and Marine veteran Kevin Nicholson have been neck and neck in recent polls. As Sean Johnson reports, Vukmir is hoping her long history with the state GOP puts her over the top.
It can be tough to get voters' attention in the middle of summer, but at the Waukesha County Fair, people recognize Leah Vukmir.
Hey, how are you?
Leah. Hello there.
Hey. Leah Vukmir.
You guys enjoying the fair?
We just got here, challenging the rain.
Vukmir, who's from Brookfield, was first elected to the Assembly in 2002 and to the Senate in 2010. She's been a regular on conservative talk radio going back to the 1990s. That's partly why fairgoer Liam Moran knows so much about her.
Hey, Vukmir.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
I
you.
Am definitely voting for you.
God,
I am a
thanks.
Conservative. Listen to you all the time on Belling and Weber and everyone else.
Well, thank you.
Sure. Can I get a picture with you?
Absolutely.
All right.
The names Moran mentions there are WISN Radio's Mark Belling and Jay Weber, two of Southeast Wisconsin's most prominent conservative hosts. Vukmir's connection to talk radio began when her kids started school in the 90s. She didn't like what the school was teaching, so she started a parent group to try to change it. Talk radio spread the word.
In order to go viral in the early 90s, before Al Gore invented the internet, we had to do it the old-fashioned way. So we went to town hall meetings, we went to school board meetings, we wrote letters to the editor, and we got on talk radio.
The former host who gave Vukmir her start, Charlie Sykes, says Vukmir made a name for herself as an activist because she was driven and tireless. But when Vukmir was elected to the legislature, he thinks it might have been a bit of a shock.
She was not necessarily, I think, programmed to be a team player within the legislature. Let's put it that way. I mean, she knew what she wanted, and she was willing to fight for it, and she was not afraid to step on some toes.
Vukmir's confrontational style would sometimes show itself during committee debates. In 2014, public school teachers and administrators flooded a Capitol hearing room to speak in favor of Common Core education standards. Vukmir, an opponent of Common Core, put them on the spot.
I just would love to see a show of hands. You're all educators. You ask your students to show hands. How many of you are here on personal time, not paid for by taxpayers?
You know,
in 2009, when Democrats ran state government, they held a hearing on a bill that would let doctors prescribe medical marijuana. People with terminal illnesses showed up to support the bill. Vukmir called it a facade.
I think it's nothing more than a ruse for you to move towards full legalization of marijuana. And I wish you would just come right out and admit that. You know, the FDA, Senator Erpenbach.
But despite her penchant for conflict, Vukmir is about as connected as they come in GOP circles. She's a former chair of the American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC, a national group that connects corporations with lawmakers to write legislation. She's endorsed by a long list of Wisconsin Republicans, including U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan. Governor Scott Walker has not endorsed, but he and Vukmir are friends. The governor's son, Alex Walker, works for Vukmir and was one of the staffers escorting her at the Waukesha County Fair. Vukmir concedes there's not much difference between her and GOP opponent Kevin Nicholson when it comes to the issues, which is why she's running on her bio.
People know me as a proven, consistent conservative. I've been a fighter. I'm feisty.
Vukmir, the mom who worked her way up the ladder in GOP politics, says she has a history of pushing the envelope in Wisconsin. And she wants to do the same thing in Washington. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.